Some of the ones you can
let's raise our voices.
Babu yatugamba Philippians 4,
Philippians 4 verse 6.
Mutegezinga bitwetaaga.
We tell him whatever we need.
Okuyita mukusaba.
Through the prayer.
Ne mukwenenya.
And the supplication.
Era tutandikenga n'okweyanjula.
We begin with introducing ourselves.
Babu yatugamba Matthew 4:7.
He told us in Matthew 7.
Weyanjule ajja kuba nga tukulya.
Introduce ourselves. He will be opening for us.
Kale katukukinomwa kwe somwa gwe n'olimirwe.
Each person use their mouth and their tongue.
Bikola makuru nga Katonda bwe yabiragira.
Make meaning as the Lord commanded them. As we speak with
him
for your life
and on
behalf of many others.
Father
Almighty,
we
thank you and we glorify you.
We
give you the glory and the honor
for
the good moment you've added us in your presence. We know it very well, Lord,
that
you would have brought the end,
but you've
been patiently waiting for us, O Lord, to add us time on this world, that we can align ourselves, that no one of us get destroyed. Like you said of King of Kings in 2 Peter chapter 3 verses 8 to 10,
that
you're not sluggish at bringing the end as the other thing, but you've been waiting for us
to move
on, added more time, that we can repent, that we can align ourselves, that none of us get destroyed. And the Lord Jesus, according to King of Kings, Romans chapter 8, verse 34, interceding for us, O Lord, in the most important thing, we ask yours for time, and he asks time for us, that we can align ourselves, church without
spoil,
neither record, just give you glory and honor, our Father in heaven, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and we thank you for the moment you add us.
Of the Lord Jesus.
kulemeramu moyo wa Katonda abo bebana ba Katonda kyetuvatu kwebaza mukama waffe Yesu mu Yokaana 14:15 paka 26 watusuubiza nti omubeezi alijja era alibeera mu ffe ennaku zonna twebaza kubanga omubeezi oyo omwoyo w'amazima omwoyo omutukuvu wamutuma ssebo bibaba tumesula eyokubiri amaze emyaka 12:17 kankana yolekedde 2:18 ng'ali mu nsi muno okulemberamu abaana ba Katonda tumwebaza omwoyo w'amazima wakulembeddemu ezzadde lya Katonda eryasooka ffe naffe leero okwetula ensi yonna n'abo abagenda okujja okutuuka okudalwa kwa mukama waffe yetu twongera okuwaniriza omwoyo w'amazima omwoyo w'amagezi omwoyo w'okutegeera omwoyo w'okuteesa omwoyo w'amaanyi omwoyo w'okumanya omwoyo w'okutya mukama omwoyo wa mukama n'obujjuvu bwebu mu Isaya 11 1:2 tukwaniriza mu bujjuvu otugeziwaze otuw'okutegeera otuw'okuteesa kwa Katonda otuwa amaanyi okuwangula ensi okuwulira ekigambo otuwa okumanya twawula ebyomuwendo bitali bya muwendo tufune obulamu obutaggwaawo obw'okumanya Katonda omu lw'amazima ne Kristo Yesu gwe watuma otuwa omwoyo w'okutya mukama tukyawe ekibi tuyambe abangi okuva mu kibi weebale mukama kubanga otusiringa n'omwoyo gwe ayi kabakabakabaka era omwoyo omutukuvu nga mu zabuli 14 4:3 nti atuma omwoyo gwe n'ebitondebwa nazza obujja bwenyi bw'eggulu ayi omwoyo w'amazima otuuse bujja n'enjiri y'obwakabaka bwa Katonda n'obutuukirivu bwakabaka bw'omuggulu era ng'olabisibwa olabisibwa n'ejje lya bamalayika nga bwe wakolanga n'abatume ne bannabbi babulendi essuula esooka 13:14 bamalayika gyemeye gitumibwa nga kigenda okuweereza abagenda osikira obulokozi naffe tubaaniriza babeere baweereza bannaffe okutuukiriza ekigambo kyo nga mu zabuli 13:19-22 bamalayika batuukiriza ekigambo kya Katonda tubaaniriza n'olwaleero eri ekkanisa ya Kristo okusookera ddala mu mulembe guno omupya ogujjudde okumanya Katonda okwetola ensi yonna sobo kabakabakabaka nga twaniriza gye bamalayika nga budyeri ng'ayogera mu 12:8-9 tituli baweereza amu n'abo abakwata ekigambo kya Katonda twaniriza bamalayika abaduumizi abakuka amakondeere mu 12:8-9 mutuumire misoni ez'obwenjiri y'obwakabaka bwa Katonda twaniriza bamalayika abaduumizi yaniriza gye bamalayika lyonna lyanirize lisobole okuweereza amu naffe okwetula ensi yonna kale tulyoke twala enjiri y'obwakabaka bwa Katonda n'obutuukirivu ng'eggwanga eryayitibwa era nga tutwala okuyitibwa kw'eggwanga mu linnya erya Yesu omwana wa Katonda omulamu twaniriza bamalayika abakutte ebyokulwanisa mu 12:15 nga bakutte ebyokulwanisa bya Katonda bayibuli yeegamba bakolisa ekyokubiri essuula eyo ey'ekkumi n'olunya olw'okuna ebyokulwanisa by'entalo zaffe si bya mbina musaayi naye by'amaanyi n'okumenya ebigo tumenye ne bamalayika b'entalo abali mu zakariya essuula esooka 11:18-21 bamalayika abasakuzi abalwanyi b'entalo batume balwanire eggwanga lino okuliteeka ku ntikko Katonda gye yaliitira okubeera okutwala livayi okwetola ensi yonna era bamalayika b'entalo bayitemu kankalo okumegga emizimu amaanyi gakizikiza okugazikiriza paka ng'ekkanisa ya Kristo ey'oluvannyuma eri mu kitiibwa kyayo ayi kabakabakabaka tusindika gye n'amalayika mayiko okuyimira mu nnaku ez'oluvannyuma nga mu Danieri 12 okugenda nga bawangula era nga bawangula tutu bamalayika abatoni ew'enjegere okusiba emizimu amaanyi gakizikiza paka ng'ekkanisa y'oluvannyuma ey'ekitiibwa ky'omukama era bisibwa tutumegere bamalayika ab'omuliro abali mu kubikulirwa 14:18 okwokya amaanyi bonna agakizikiza okwokya endwadde okwokya okulemererwa ekkanisa y'oluvannyuma esobole okuyimirira mu kitiibwa kyayo weebale mukama ate omumalayika w'obugabirizi ali mu kubikulesula y'omukaaga 5:6 okugabirira ekkanisa okutuyimusa nga tetukyarajana mukama nga tulina bye twetaaga mu bulamu buno ne mu kuweereza twaniriza gye n'amalayika ga budyeri ogenda mu maaso okuweereza naffe nga babuulira enjiri mukoreserwa mu birooto ne mu buliwo oteekateeka amaaga gonna wamu naffe mukama tuleme okuweereza ffekka wabula n'abo abali ku saidi yaffe ng'okusooka omwoyo w'amaanyi olimu ffe mukama okusinga omwoyo gwa sitaani oguli mu nsi ne bamalayika 11 nga bali ku saidi yaffe nga bangi okusinga abo abali mu nsi malayika gabudyeri nzamu n'okukoresebwa oteekateeka emitima gy'abantu bonna oteekateeka eggwanga ensi yonna okuli sivinga enjiri y'amazima enjiri y'obwakabaka bwa katonda ng'okuyitibwa kw'eggwanga bwe kuli era malayika w'okumanya eyawula eby'omuwendo ku bitali bya muwendo naawe olabisibwe malayika asiringa abaana ba katonda olabisibwe naawe n'essiru ya mukama nga bawulira enjiri y'obwakabaka bwa katonda n'obutuukirivu kale osinga emyoyo gyabwe aye kabaka bakabaka babeere n'essiru y'obwa katonda weebale kitaffe weebale omwana weebale omwoyo omutukuvu olw'okukkiriza okusaba kwaffe era ne kutandikirawo okukola mu linnya lya mukama waffe yesu weetuulireko tulira emirembe gya yesu yesu yebazibwa booluganda mukulika eyo mu kaseera ako ketuvuddemu twebaza katonda atukoze obulungi obwenkanidde awo twagala kweyongera ne saaviisi yaffe nesooka nga twogera era nga tunnyonnyola okuyitibwa kw'eggwanga mutwogwa omukulu gwe tutunuulidde
ennyo
okuyitibwa
the call,
endagaano
the covenant,
n'ekitiibwa kya mukama
the glory of God,
ku ggwanga lya Uganda,
the nation of Uganda,
mu Edi
nga
bwe byali ku ggwanga lya Isirayiri
as it was on the nation of Israel,
mu BC,
in the BC.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo
praise Jesus so much.
So twagala kweyongerayo
we want to move on,
nga tuzze tulaba ebintu bingi
okutuuka
lwe twatandika okutwa katonda ng'ali
serious
okuyitibwa kw'eggwanga lyaffe lya
Uganda the call of our nation Uganda
okuteekateeka amaanga gonna
prepare all nations
olw'okudda kwa mukama waffe yesu
for the second coming of the Lord Jesus
era ng'ali serious nnyo
he is very serious
okuyitibwa kw'oweekitiibwa Yoweri Museveni
Kaguta the call of his excellency Yoweri Kaguta Museveni
tukyeyongerayo n'okulaba part eyo
we still move on to see that part
katonda ng'ali serious
and God is very serious
okuyitibwa okw'oweekitiibwa
on the call of his excellency
Yoweri Museveni Kaguta
Yoweri Kaguta Museveni
yesu yebazibwe
praise Jesus so much
kulembeze olw'eggwanga lya Uganda
of the Republic of Uganda
okuva mu mwaka gwa 1986
tugenda
kweyongerayo
we are going to be moving on
n'okusummarizinga paati eyo
to summarize that part
katonda ng'ali serious
if God is very serious
okuyitibwa okw'oweekitiibwa Yoweri Museveni Kaguta
the call of his excellency Yoweri Kaguta Museveni
pulezidenti w'eggwanga lino
the president of this republic
okuva mu mwaka gwa 1986
from 1986
nana mukaga yesu yebazibwe nnyo
praise Jesus so much
twatandika ku mulundi guli
we began the other time
ne tulaba ku prophetic speech gye yawa
and we saw the prophetic speech he gave
obubaka obw'obunnabbi
the message which was prophetic
we yasooka okwogera
which he first spoke
we yali ayingira mu bukulembezi
when he was entering into leadership
mwaka gwa
1986
ekyo twakitunulamu
we saw that
ne tukyekebejja
and we searched it well
era ne tugenda mu maaso n'okukinnyonnyola
and we moved on to explain it
eri eggwanga lyaffe lya Uganda
to our nation Uganda
n'eri ensi yonna
and the entire world
twayolekera okulaba
we headed on to see
ku erinnya lye erisooka ery'obunnabbi
first prophetic name
erya Yoweri
the name Joel
tulabanga erinnya eryo
and we saw that that name
lyagenda mu maaso n'okulangirira okuyibwa kw'omwoyo omutukuvu
moved on to proclaim the outpouring of the Holy Spirit
eggwanga lya Uganda
in the nation of Uganda
nga base
as the base
n'okwetoola ensi
yonna over the entire world
era twatunulira Yoweri
and we looked at Joel
esura ey'okubiri
chapter 2
27
verses 27
paka 29
and 29
tulaba obunnabbi bwafumbira mu kintu kyawandikibwa ekyo
prophecies which came out from that scripture
era nga lyerinnya eryamuweebwa
and it's the name which was given him
katonda bwe yasooka okumumanya ng'akyali mu lubuto lwa mama we
first knew him while still in his mother's womb
nga bwe yatunnyonnyola mu Yeremiya esura esooka
like he explained us in Jeremiah 1
olunyolo okuna n'olwokutaano
verse 4 and 5 Before he was in his mother's womb, and he prepared him this distinctive call to prove that the nation of Uganda is in peace and justice, to enable the call upon this nation of Uganda, which
is
spoken of all over the entire world, to prepare all nations for the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ.
And
to resume preach the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. Even to resume rebuild the church of Christ, which is going to come back for without spot nor wrinkle. These are the saints of God, the children of God, those led by the Spirit of God. This time it's not the buildings. Christ is not coming back to take buildings.
But
buildings are there to save us from the heat. The heat and the rain and the cold.
Like
told us in Isaiah chapter 4, verse 5 and 6.
So what
is his excellency, Yoweri Kaguta Museveni, when God knew of him before he was in his mother's womb, he called it the name Joel to be able to be a prophetic name to pour the Holy Spirit on our nation, Uganda. And he himself, he was called to prove peace and justice in this nation of Uganda. To enable that call, it's not only him, but all people he began with from the Golila War.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Now we moved on, saw another name of the prophecy.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. The name Museveni.
Yes, praise
Jesus so much. The name of His Excellency. The name Museveni. And this moved on to reveal us the fullness of the Holy Spirit, to be a sign of the fullness of the Holy Spirit appears in the seven spirits of God. As the lamp stands, it shows.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
And
it shows the seven spirits of God, the seven eyes of God.
And
I'm
going to
be basing the nation Uganda as today to work in the entire world. The name Museveni, and it got a sign in his leadership, which show the presence of the seven spirits, the Holy Spirit in His fullness, in the nation of Uganda. We saw in Revelation chapter 4 in verses 5, and we were told the seven lamps, the seven spirits of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
And
in Isaiah 11, verses 1 and 2, and they explain to us, and on the seven spirits, there is the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of understanding, the spirit of counsel, the spirit of power, the spirit of knowledge of God, the spirit of fear of God, and the spirit of the Lord. That is the sign of the name of His Excellency Museveni.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. To show the seven spirits of God on this nation of Uganda. And they have made a base here to work all over the entire world.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
And
these are the seven eyes of God. Like in Revelation chapter 5, and verses 6, as we saw.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
And
these seven spirits, they are the seven eyes of God.
So God
taken all along looking carefully and through this nation, but this time
he's
not withdrawing his hands. He's fulfilled what he purposed.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Thus we saw of that name, and we moved on, and we proved straight That name of Museveni moved on to represent the seven spirits in the nation Uganda. We saw these seven spirits and they were with him in this war, the guerrilla warfare, to enable them to see that they bring peace and justice in the nation, to enable the call of the nation Uganda. And the sign we showed the seven spirits to be in that guerrilla war, we saw the seven guns they began with.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. The seven guns
they
began with in the warfare. When you look at that image,
yes,
praise Jesus so much. You see of the lampstand, it shows the seven spirits. You see of the seven guns, those they began in the guerrilla war, and the name Museveni. We show the sign of the seven spirits, that which is perfected well in the nation of Uganda. There are many other signs which show the same issue. Besides the seven guns they began with, still the fullness of the Holy Spirit, which appears in the seven spirits, which we saw of last time. It appeared in the seven people among the 27 which began with in the guerrilla warfare. In that time it began with 27 people and only 7 of them had guns. In starting this war, he himself, he had no gun.
Mission.
But only the 7 had guns. And the Holy Spirit passed through them much to strengthen peace and justice in the nation of Uganda. To come to pass, what is in Zechariah chapter 4 and verses 6? It's not by power, it's not by might, but by the Spirit of God. And to come to pass still, Romans 8:40. That those led by the Spirit of God, those are the children of God. And we came to be a nation chosen to call the children of God all over the entire world, to get back to our Father in heaven. Praise Jesus so much. Now we saw of these signs last time. One of the signs among those which are the last, to prove the name of Museveni, of His Excellency,
President wa Uganda,
the President of the Republic of Uganda, from 1986, we ended with the sign of the term limits.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
And
we ended up to have 7 years.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. That sign happened after one man
who
God sent sound a trumpet in the parliament of Uganda. But it was meant to happen like that. Let me speak of that sign of the term limits to be 7 years. And in it came angels, the 7 commanders, those with the 7 trumpets, to command this work of the
call
of the nation Uganda.
With
His Excellency Yoweri Kaguta Museveni. The sign we're speaking of, of the term limits to be 7 years.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. To be 7 years. And it's a sign representing the commanders of the 7 trumpets in the angels. Here, I want you to remember that before they proclaimed that,
there's
one man the Holy Spirit sent in the parliament with a trumpet. And he blew the trumpet in the parliament of Uganda. But he didn't know what he was doing.
Me,
where I was, I knew what they were doing by the Spirit of God. And I told them I was with what is moving on.
tebagenda kumwongerayo obudde,
that they are going to add more time, but it's for us.
Nga abatwala okuyitibwa kw'eggwanga mu maaso,
as we take the call of the nation ahead.
Bwe baafuwa ekkonde,
when they sounded the trumpets,
abonero akandaga nti abaduumizi bali batuuse.
It's a sign we showed me the commanders had arrived.
Bamalayika abaduumizi,
the angels, the seven commanders,
abakwata amakondeero omusa,
those who hold the seven trumpets.
Era akabonero bwe kaamala okunoga,
when that sign was confirmed,
nti ebisanja gibeere emyaka musanvu,
that term limits are moved to 7 years,
nemanya batuuse.
I knew they had come,
era nga akaseera kakukola.
And it's time for working.
Mukubikulirwa
in Revelations,
esura ey'omunaana,
Revelations 8
n'olusooka n'olwokubiri,
verses 1 and 2,
boogera ku bamalayika bano abaduumizi,
speak of the angels, the commanders,
abakwata amakondeere omusanvu,
those holding the seven trumpets.
Kaba tusomere tuwulire.
Okubikulirwa esura ey'omunaana n'olunyiriri olusooka,
Revelations 8 from verse 1.
Bwe yabengula akabonero ak'omusanvu, ne waba akasiriikiriro mu ggulu nga kitundu kya ssaawa. Olunyiriri olw'okubiri, ne ndaba malayika musanvu abayimirira mu maaso ga Katonda, ne baweebwa obugombe musanvu.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Okusinga mu kubikulira n'essula ey'omunaana,
according to Revelations chapter 8,
olunyiri ng'otandise n'olwo olusooka n'olw'okubiri,
we start with verse 1 and 2.
Bamalayika bali mu bibinja musanvu,
the angels are in the seven groups,
era balina abaduumizi musanvu,
and they have seven commanders,
abakwata amakondeere,
those who hold the trumpets,
okuduumira emirimu gy'obwakabaka bwa Katonda,
to command the works of the kingdom of God.
Wabula jjukira,
but remember,
nti nga eggwanga lyaffe eryali lirambibwa,
that when our nation was being marked,
mu byamazima ebyawandiikibwa ebitukufu,
with the holy scriptures,
Yesu yebazibwa,
praise Jesus,
byalaga nti eggwanga lyakufuuwa kondeere,
a nation to sound the trumpets,
era lyakuyimusa bendera,
it's to raise the flag.
So, bamalayika bano abaduumizi,
now these angels, the commanders,
abamakondeere
of the trumpets, the seven trumpets,
okuduumira,
to command,
baateekawo akabonero kaabwe,
they put their sign.
Katusooke tusomeko mu Isaiah 18.
Let's first read in Isaiah 18,
osooke olabe,
and you first see,
ku by'okuduumira kuno,
on this commanding.
Isaiah esula ey'18 n'olunyiriri olusooka.
Isaiah 18 from verse 1.
Woowe, ensi ey'okukwakwaya kw'ebiwawaatiro eri emitala w'emigga gya Kuusi. Olunyiriri olw'okubiri, etuma ababaka mu nnyanja, ku bibaya, ku mazzi, ng'eyogera nti, mugende mwe ababaka abangu, eri eggwanga eggwanvu era eggweweevu.
Ababaka abangu abo,
those quick messengers,
baboogera ku bamalayika,
they speak of the angels,
ababuusibwa amangu
ddala, those who fly swiftly.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Enga okujja kwabo,
but they are coming.
Buli muggwanga lya tulino.
It's in this nation.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Bwoba somyeko mu Daniel esuli y'omwenda,
you read in Daniel 9.
Onyulwabi moru.
Verse 21.
N'okukiira.
And down.
Ojja kulaba malayika engeri gy'abuusibwa amangu ddala.
You see how an angel flies swiftly.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Aye katweyongereyo mu Isaiah.
Let's move on with Isaiah.
Isaiah esula ey'18 n'olunyiriri olw'okubiri.
Isaiah 18 verses 2.
Nti, eri abantu abaabanga ab'entiisa, kasookedde babeerawo na guno gujwa, eggwanga erigera era eririnyirira ddala, ensi yaabwe emigga gigisazeemu.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Ensi yaffe eno eya Uganda,
this nation of Uganda,
ensi esaliddwamu emigga emingi,
a land divided with many rivers,
ate ng'erina n'omugga omukulu,
still have the major river,
ogumanyiddwa nga River Nile,
that known as the River Nile.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Otuuka mu Isaiah 19,
when you reach in Isaiah 19,
olw'okutaano mpaka olw'ekkumi,
verse 5 unto 10,
mu kuyitibwa kuno okw'eggwanga,
this call of the nation,
omugga ogwo ojja kugenda mu maaso n'okulabako,
move on to see of that river.
Katweyongereyo owulire.
Let's move on. We hear
ku ngeri gye tulina ofuwamu ekkonde,
on how we are to blow the trumpet.
Isaiah esula ey'18 n'olunyiriri olw'okusatu.
Isaiah 18 verse 3.
Nti, mmwe mwenna abatuula mu nsi, nammwe ababeera ku ttaka ly'ensi, ebendera bweriwanikibwanga ku nsozi, nti ebendera bweriwanikibwanga ku nsozi, mulabanga.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Ensi zonna,
all the nations,
kino ekiragiro kiri gyeziri,
this command is unto them,
era y'ensonga lwaki batulindiridde,
and it's the reason why they are waiting for us,
okuwanika bendera ya Katonda,
to raise the banner of God up above. that of the word of God.
And
he showed the second coming of the Lord Jesus. And he commanded
that
nation divided by many rivers.
And when
we begin to raise that banner, all the nations will hear. And they will be moving on to sound the trumpet. How that verse finishes.
Isaiah, esule ye kumi na omunana, nolu njiriru wa kusatu.
Isaiah 18 verse 3.
Nti, ere kondere, bulifu yibuanga, muuliranga.
Yes, you was
raised, Jesus.
Ere kondere.
That still when the trumpet is sounded,
muuliranga.
You always hear.
Omusajia ya jamu parliament.
The man came in the Ugandan parliament.
Na kuwati kondere, na kuwati.
And he held the trumpet, blew it. He sounded it like that.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus so much.
Is that
a trumpet?
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus so much.
So, amazima gari we got.
Now, the truth is this.
Oh, na kule bafu we kondere.
There they sounded that trumpet.
Is it na take the era chiba? Chita the second.
Understood and realized it's begun.
There's
no more time.
And
that trumpet was for all the nations.
And
to get it out always to be
sounded.
As we show the seven commanders on the angels, those who have come to command this work, to spearhead in it. But this came and it was strengthened. By the term limits to be lifted to 7 years in the seasons of His Excellency. His Excellency, Yoweri Kaguta
Museveni.
He moved on to prove the seven spirits.
Based
in the nation Uganda. And the commanders among the seven angels who come to begin to command. In that work, it was launched and begun. We already began. Most never asked me why sometimes back we first stopped this call. I waited for that trumpet. When it sounded, we resume in a flesh.
Yes, we
praise Jesus.
And
when the trumpet was sounded, I told them, let's resume. There is no more time. And the one was what to do in this call. There is no time. You begin to do it.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
So,
let's read still of these commanders
in
Revelation chapter 8, verses 1 and 2. Revelation 8 from verse
1. Olinyo lw'okubiri. Nendaba bamalayika musanvu abayimirira mu maaso ga Katonda ne baweebwa obukombe musanvu.
Yes, praise
Jesus.
Okubalirwa confirming a term limit okubeera emyaka musanvu.
Must be confirmed term limits to live to 7 years.
Oluvannyuma lw'okufuuka ekondere mu parliament.
After sounding the trumpet in the parliament.
Abaduumizi bano omusanvu.
These seven commanders.
Abebinja bamalayika omusanvu.
Of the seven groups of angels.
Batandikirawo okukola.
They immediately began to work.
Ffe wano nga mu new generation.
We as new generation.
The new
generation with the full knowledge of God.
We
began to start their works and how they do them. And we are being taught how we are going to be working with them.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
So,
works have been prepared well.
No,
with serious carefulness.
Yes,
praise Jesus. In Joshua chapter 5, verse 13. The commander of the armies of God when he arrives, as the seven groups of angels are, we must begin to work. Let's read in Joshua, Joshua 5, verse 13 and 15. But this sign is coming from His Excellency,
Yoweri
Kaguta Museveni, by the name of this prophecy, the name Museveni.
And
we need to take our introduction to him to understand how things are of his call
and
of nation Uganda.
Joshua 5 verse
13.
Awo, Joshua wayalinga asembe de Yeriko, n'ayimusa amaaso ge n'atunula era laba nga wayimiridde omuntu okumwolekera eyalina ekitala ekisowole mu mukono gwe. Yoswa n'amusemberera n'amugamba nti oli ku lwaffe oba oli ku lw'abalabe baffe.
Yesu yabazibu, praise Jesus.
Malayika wa Mukama,
the angel of the Lord,
yalabika mu kiseera ekyo.
He appeared in that time.
Yoswa ng'ajja abaana ba Isirayiri okuva e Misiri.
Joshua was taking children of Israelites from the Egypt.
Basaze okuyingira Canaan.
They have crossed, they are entering Canaan.
Ensi yaabwe ekulu kutambula n'omubisi.
Their land flowing with milk and honey.
Ebya erya ekula lya Asia mbere.
The pearl of Asia in those days.
Nga bwe kiri naffe ekula lya Africa.
Just as it is as the pearl of Africa.
Uganda.
Uganda.
Katuyongereyo ulire.
Let's move on. We hear
Yeshua esole yokutano n'olunyiole 14.
Joshua 5 verse 14.
Nayogera nti nedda naye omukulu w'eggye lya Mukama ntuuse kaakano. Yoswa n'afukamirira mu maaso ge n'asinza n'amugamba nti Mukama wange agamba atya omuddu we. Olunyole 15. Omukulu w'eggye lya Mukama n'agamba Yoswa nti yambula engatto yo mu kigere ekyo kubanga ekifo mw'oyimiridde kitukuvu.
Yesu yebazibwe, praise Jesus.
Omukulu w'eggye lya Mukama omuduumizi,
commander of the armies of God,
omu ku bakapiteeni omusanvu,
one of the seven commanders,
mu biro ebyo yali atuuse.
In those days he had arrived.
Yesu yebazibwe,
praise Jesus.
Naye ng'ajjukira,
but remember,
omusanvu bonna bano bamalayika abaduumizi,
all the seven commanders,
baali babeesinzeeko mu Isirayiri,
they had ever based in Israel.
Wadde ng'ano tulaba omu,
even though here we saw one,
naye waaliwo akabonero akaali kalaga,
but there was a sign we showed,
nti abaduumizi abo omusanvu baali mu
Isirayiri. Commanders were in Israel. Just as we do have that sign. After sounding that trumpet,
the
term limits lifted to 7 years. It came to pass.
Abali mu nsi y'omwoyo,
those in the spiritual world,
okutegeera ebigenda mu maaso,
understand what's moving on,
twategeera,
we understood,
nti abaduumizi bali omusanvu baali batuuse,
that the seven commanders had arrived.
Mu Isirayiri,
in Israel,
wamala okubawo omuduumi eyali aduumira omu ng'alabise,
after the command of God's army arrived,
yabalagira,
he commanded them,
n'abagamba bateekewo akabonero,
he told them to put a sign,
akaba kutta amakondeere,
which they,
omusanvu,
of seven priests hold the trumpets,
okuva mu bakabona,
right from the priests,
akabonero,
that sign, it was representing
the
seven commanders of the armies of angels. Joshua 6, verse 13. And God commanded this command.
Joshua 6,
verse 13. Joshua 6, verse
13. Nebakabona omusanvu abasitula engombe omusanvu ez'amayembe g'endiga ensajja nga bazikulembeza essanduuko ya Mukama ne bagenda obutalinda.
Praise Jesus.
Bakabona musanvu,
the seven priests,
baalabika nga balina okukulemberamu essanduuko ya Mukama,
appeared and were meant to move ahead and ark of the Lord, where there was the word of God.
So okutuuka kw'eggye bamalayika bano abaduumizi,
coming of the armies of these commanders,
olw'akabonero ka cut term limit,
by the sign of the term limit lifted to 7 years.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
Ekiseera kyali kituuse okutambuza essanduuko ya
Mukama. Had arrived to move the ark of the covenant.
Okutambuza ekigambo kya Katonda.
To move the word of God.
Enjiri y'obwakabaka bwa Katonda.
The gospel of the kingdom of God.
N'obutuukirivu.
And the righteousness.
Obwakabaka bw'omukulu.
The kingdom of heaven.
Nga Uganda utandikirawo.
And Uganda you immediately begin.
N'okuzimba ekkanisa ya Kristo.
We build the church of Christ.
Abatukuvu ba Kristo.
The saints of Christ.
Eranga.
And still.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
Uganda go.
Uganda is suited to be ahead in this work.
No HT by with Museveni.
And His Excellency, Yoweri Kaguta Museveni, is involved in it. To best
or
His call, which appears like of King David, which we are going to head on to see.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus so much. But those seven groups of angels, when the commanders arrived, and those with the weapons to arrive, and those two are seven.
These
are proven in the truth of the scriptures. According to Revelation
15,
verse 1, it speaks this of these angels.
Revelation
15 from verse 1.
Nenda bakabonera akalala mu ggulu akanene ak'ekitalo. Bamalayika musanvu nga balina ebibonyobonyo musanvu eby'enkomerero. Kubanga mu ebyo obusungu bwa Katonda
Yes, you will see.
Praise Jesus. These seven groups of angels.
And
there are seven commanders. And those lead them with the seven barrels. Begin in the nation of Uganda. To begin to destroy the works of the evil that Satan. To awaken the Church of Christ in glory. Of the latter church. The saints of God.
Is
led by the Spirit of God.
This
gospel of the kingdom of God.
And
its righteousness. The kingdom of heaven.
It's
going to be moving on ahead. Together with building the Church of Christ, his saints. Call of His Excellency, he must confirm peace and justice in this nation of Uganda to be able to enable this call. As he's helped with his colleagues, he began with those still at living, and we all the Ugandans, those who made a covenant in the serving of God through the Uganda motto, and we say it for God and for our country. We are to stand, and we laid our future in that of our country in the hands of God, as the national anthem says. Praise Jesus so much. Now with this time, I want us to head on to see on the call of His Excellency Yoweri Kaguta Museveni, just as it is like of King David in Israel.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
It's what
we head on to see.
Those
were their eras, the initial eras.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But we want to see on this issue, on the call of His Excellency Yoweri Kaguta Museveni, just as King David of Israel. Both of these, they were brought to restore the Ark of Covenant of God in the people, to bring back the Word of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. We are going to reach onto all that. But initially, first and foremost,
yes,
praise Jesus. His Excellency
Yoweri Museveni Kaguta.
Yoweri Museveni Kaguta is led by the Spirit of God to come into leadership as King David. He was led by the Spirit of God. Let's first see that.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let's first cover that. I told you initially that the name of Joel,
His
Excellency Yoweri Kaguta Museveni, it moved on to show the Holy Spirit onto the nation of Uganda. Upon himself to be led by the same Spirit to come into leadership.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Let's read of Joel chapter 2 from verse 27.
Joel 2 from verse 27. Era mulimanya nga ndi wakati mu Isirayiri era nga ndi Mukama Katonda wammwe so tewali mulala n'abantu bange tebali kwatibwa nsonyi. Awo lulituuka oluvannyuma ndifuka omwoyo gwange ku bonna abalina omubiri, kale batabani bammwe ne bawala bammwe baliragula, abakadde bammwe baliroota ebirooto, abalenzi bammwe baliraba okwolesebwa.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Abantu bagambye ndi omwoyo omutukuvu.
Like we told you, the Holy Spirit
yakulemberamu oweekitiibwa Yoweri Museveni
led His Excellency Yoweri Kaguta Museveni
kujja ku bukulembeze
to come into leadership.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus so much. As all the sons we've seen before, thus even King David is like that. He was led by the Holy Spirit to come into leadership in the kingdom of Israel. What's common here,
and
both of them were found with their herdsmen. Are we together?
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus. Both of them,
the
Spirit where He chose them from. Both of them were herdsmen. King David was a herdsman. His Excellency was also a herdsman. But let's head to see of that.
Samuel 16.
In 1 Samuel 16.
Onyoro okutandika ole 13.
From verse 13.
Samuel 16 sura ya 16 nolunyirirwa 13.
1 Samuel 16 from verse 13.
Au Samuel nali okadire jembe lya mafuta.
Yes, he was good.
Praise Jesus.
Atandikire ku omukaga otegeera obulu.
Begin from verse 6 to understand clear.
Samuel 16 sura ya 16 nolunyirirwa 6.
1 Samuel 16 from verse 6.
Awo olwatuuka nga batuuse n'atunuulira Eriyaabu n'ayogera nti mazima Mukama gwafukako amafuta ali mu maaso ge.
Yes, we receive.
Praise Jesus.
Nabbi Samuel.
Prophet Samuel.
Mukama amutuma mu nyumba ya Jesse.
God sends him in the house of Jesse.
Kitaawe wa Daudi.
The father of David.
Yalina abaana musanvu.
He had 7 sons.
Wabula Samuel. Mukama byatuma Nabbi Samuel.
When God sent Prophet Samuel
okufuka amafuta ku
one of the sons of Jesse.
When
they brought out the tall ones,
Nabbi nasoka dako mubiri
katonda. And the prophet came back into flesh.
Ayagala nabeli wakufu
eri kuru. And he wanted to anoint and choose that who is tall.
Nga katonda sigwe yali aronze.
But God had not chosen those ones.
Wabula waliyo kabaka Daudi.
But there was King David.
Yali eyonga mulungi.
He was out there a herdsman.
Kino chocho tunulia na kuwechiti wa yori musenye
kakuta. This is what you look to also on his excellence.
Abakuru mifubari wa magavu.
There were great people and honorable ones in the government there.
Na ye katonda liyabaru.
But God did choose them.
Okutuka kuyo kwe yali hategeseyo mulungi kwe.
We had prepared while a herdsman in there.
Ngabu ya kula kabaka Daudi.
Like he did to King David.
We yongere mukama yaga.
When you move on, God said this.
Samuel 16 verse 7.
First Samuel 16 verse 7.
Naye Mukama n'agamba Samuel nti, totunuulira maaso ge ne wankubadde embalaye bw'eri empanvu. Kubanga mugaanye.
Yes, he was in
praise Jesus.
Mukama yagamba Samuel.
God told Prophet Samuel.
Nti bano baganda ba kabaka Daudi.
These David's brothers.
Baganye.
I have rejected them.
Do not
look as their appearance is.
You know,
when they put you back the photo of this
essence,
that first photo 86.
And
you too, when you look at him,
yes, he was
praise Jesus. It's not speak bad about
him,
but in the real way he was, just as you see him.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus. You know, people, you must know the truth. Most of you don't want to be told the truth.
You
are in God and you believe. But God is the God of truth. He preaches truth alone. We too, we are telling you the truth.
I told
His Excellency doesn't know me in the flesh. In the spirit. In the spirit, he knows me. When I speak with him, he will understand me.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus. And the other, I have never voted him. And I have never voted any person. Right from the local council chairman. I have never been your supporter. Me, I am a supporter of God.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
And
I'm ready to speak that of the truth which God speaks on His nation He called.
Yes, we
have praise Jesus so much.
And
because of that, as I've told you, that the call of King David in Israel and is led by the Holy Spirit, just as God called His Excellency Yoweri Kaguta Museveni, as He was led by the Holy Spirit to come into leadership, both of them had common characteristics. Both of them were herdsmen.
And
God trained them to shepherd. Through learning to be a herdsman. That they learn to shepherd the flock of God ahead.
And lead
the nation of God. And some people ask this wisdom. This man uses. Where did he get it from?
I
have told you of that secret.
As
he who passed the spiritual world and God told me where he got the wisdom. Praise Jesus.
He
speaks more in Samuel.
Samuel 1 Samuel 16
Verse 7.
Naye Mukama atunuulira mutima. Olunyiriri olw'omunaana. Awo Yese n'alyoka ayita Abinadaabu n'amuyisa mu maaso ga Samwiri n'ayogera nti, so n'oyo Mukama tamulonze. Olunyiriri olw'omwenda. Awo Yese n'ayimusa Sama n'ayogera nti, so n'oyo Mukama tamulonze.
Abakulembeze bangi abazze kugwa
kulembeze kugwa leadership of Uganda.
Naye nga bonna so Mukama takoze
ekyo. All of them, God has not chosen them.
Si abalonda nti bajje bakulemberemu okuyiwa kw'eggwanga.
To come lead the call of the nation.
Wabula yalonda iyo ekitiibwa yoweri Museveni.
He chose out his excellency.
Nga bwe yalonda Kabaka Dawudi.
Like he chose out King David.
Ng'oluganda abangi.
In the many brethren.
Katuyongere owulire.
Let's move on we hear.
Samuel ekisooka essuula y'16 n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi.
1 Samuel 16:10.
Yese n'ayimusa mu maaso ge, mu maaso ga Samwiri, 7 ku batabani be. Samwiri n'agamba Yese nti, Mukama talonze abo. Olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'olumu. Samwiri n'agamba Yese nti, abaana bo bonna bali wano?
Yamubuuza, abaana bo bonna bali wano?
Are all your sons here?
Ye yamuddamu bw'ati.
He answered him this.
Samweli ekisooka essuula y'16 n'olunyiri olw'11.
1 Samuel 16:11.
Samweli n'agamba Yese nti, abaana bo bonna bali wano? N'ayogera nti, ekyasigaddeyo omuto.
Nti waliyo omuto ali eyo.
That there is still a younger out there.
Akolaki?
Is doing what?
Tusomere tuwulire.
Let's read and we hear.
Samweli ekisooka essuula y'16 olunyiri olw'11.
1 Samuel 16:11.
N'ayogera nti, ekyasigaddeyo omuto, era laba, alunda ndiga.
Aliye yalunda ndiga.
He's out in the bush, shepherding, tending sheep.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Omanyi Kabaka Daudi.
You know King David.
Atonda yamutwala mu kulunda ndiga.
God took him to tend sheep.
Bino biganda bibyali ngeri
kwera. His sons, his brothers.
Yetulunda ndiga.
Were in too short
of. Ali alunda ndiga.
They are not tending sheep.
Kumba oli bali mukumutendeka.
Yet David is being trained.
So owekitiibwa yoweri Museveni Kaguta,
excellence yoweri Kaguta Museveni,
abeere eyo nga alunda ente,
out there shepherding, tending sheep,
naye nga Katonda amutendeka bwana akulembera mu ggwanga,
training him how he lead the nation,
okubeera n'omutima ogulabirira,
be with a heart which shepherds,
era njagala okumujjukiza owekitiibwa yoweri Museveni Kaguta,
I want to remind his excellence yoweri Kaguta Museveni,
omutima gwe ogwasooka,
that initial heart,
walimu okubaawo ekikuziizi okugenda mu maaso,
nothing hinders it to move on,
newankubadde abamwetoolodde,
even those who surrounding him,
kubanga Katonda yamulonda asinzira kw'ogwo omutima,
God chose him based on that heart,
we yategeka obulungi, ayita mu bulungi,
prepared well passing through tending sheep,
ayiga okulunda eggwanga lya Katonda,
learns to shepherd the nation of God,
that it will be
peace and justice. And then the call of the nation will move on.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much.
He
answered
this.
When they asked him, there's someone tending sheep out there. A young boy.
Samuel ekisooka essuula y'16 n'olunyiriri olw'12.
1 Samuel 16:12.
Verse 11. Samwiri n'agamba Yese nti, tuma bamukime kubanga tetuutuule okutuusa lwana jjeeno.
Nti tetuutuule.
That we are not going to see.
Tewaabe mirembe.
There will not be peace.
Okutuuka nga zi.
Until he has come.
Twalindirira.
We awaited.
Newankubadde nali sinnazaala.
Even though I was not yet born.
Naye nali munnayuganda.
But I was a Ugandan by destiny.
Ng'ebirowoozo ng'okuteesa kwa Mukama.
Just as the purpose of God is.
Atulindirira omukulembeze anaatutaasa.
Awaited for a leader who will save us.
Era nitumulinda.
And we awaited for him.
Nga tewali mirembe
okutagala. No peace.
Okutagala okwalya.
Tagaling up and down.
Mujjukira ono ajja
ono ava. This one is coming, is going out, is coming again.
Nti tewaabe mirembe.
That there will not be peace.
Okutuuka nga Kabaka Daudi bamaze okumulinda.
Until they have brought out King David.
Era tewaaba mirembe.
And there will not be peace.
Okutuuka nga Oweekitiibwa Yoweri Museveni bamulinda.
Until his excellency Museveni was brought.
Njagala ontegeere bulungi.
And what you understand well.
Omanyi si kuwagira
wagira. It's not supporting.
Wabula okuwagira Katonda nga okuteesa
kwa. Support God as his purpose is.
Samuel ekisooka essuula y'16 n'olunyiriri olw'12.
1 Samuel 16:12.
N'atuma n'amuyingiza era yali mumyufu n'amaaso ge nga malungi era eyeegombebwa okutunuulirwa. Mukama n'ayogera nti, golokoka omufukeko amafuta Kubanga yewuyo.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Mukama namugamba.
And God told him,
arise,
anoint that one.
Kubanga yewuyo.
For he is the one.
Mumanyi bulungi.
You know it very well.
Mubiro owechi wa yewe Museveni kakutanga agenda okuja kukulembeza.
It's a era when his excellency Yoweri Kaguta Museveni.
Obunabyo bwafuluma.
Prophecies released.
Okuva mu bannabyo okuva mu America.
From prophets from America.
Okuva mu Bungereza.
From England.
Ne mawanga agenda.
In different nations.
Okukulembeza Katonda gwe yali abisuubiza.
Did that God had promised us.
Era yatuka.
And he arrived.
But as
a nation,
we did move
on to realize his main mission is
what? We don't
not realize our call officially as a nation call. But this is
there's
no more returning back.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
Ask
what to do, do it when there's still time.
Katonda.
God.
He called
his excellency when Kabuda was
7.
When he first searched out his heart,
when
he first searched the one of King David.
One thing we
remind his excellency when Kabuda was 7 by the Spirit of God,
not to
shift from the heart within which God chose him.
Even though
there are things which are shaking his life
and
the mission upon his life.
But
as we hold the call of
nation,
we shall move on to stand with him.
For the time
he will leave the leadership,
when
he's proven peace and justice in the nation of
Uganda, prepared
for the next leaders to come on,
that they find
the laid foundation God called him to do.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
In
the call of the nation,
it
will move on.
When
foundations of peace and justice,
they
have been planted.
Acts
chapter
13, 22.
God speaks of a heart like his, which was on King David,
and
still his excellence, you were Kaguta
Museveni, together
with the nation of Uganda.
It
was formed with this heart.
Acts 13, verse 22. Nti bwe yamuggyawo oyo n'abayimusiza Dawudi okuba kabaka waabwe gwe yayogerako ng'amutegeeza nti ndabye Dawudi omwana wa Yese omuntu alinga omutima nti omuntu alinga omutima gwange bwe gwalaba.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Kabaka Dawudi,
but King David
is
being brought. God, so we had a heart like of his. That which can welcome and host people. That we can take care of
us.
To treat. Excellency himself, you know how he came. Even though
there
are some of you who have drawn close to him
and who
move on to kill that heart in him. But we request you,
and
before God stretches a hand to you, to correct these issues.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much.
And when you
look in Samuel,
1
Samuel 13 and verse 14, he speaks this.
1 Samuel 13:14. Mukama yenonyereza omusajja alinganga omutima gwe ye. Era Mukama amutaddewo okuba omukulu w'abantu be kubanga tokutte ekyo Mukama kye yakulagira.
Kulembeze baffe abaasooka.
First leaders,
they were not able
to hold what God commanded us.
Like
the whole of the nation has been moving.
And
just as we swore
Uganda motto,
in the Uganda
motto,
and we
said
for God
and
for our country,
so they were
not able to follow that issue. Even though to follow the national anthem, which laid our future of our nation in the hands of God. When they never followed that,
but
begin to push them aside,
and he brought
himself a leader like a heart with his,
and request
his excellency, when
you
listen to this message,
the
nation of Uganda,
move
on to think of the purpose of God,
and
to fulfill that. The other sign, Besides what we've seen being led by the Holy Spirit, and being that both were shepherds, there's still another sign between King David and His Excellency Yoweri Kaguta Museveni.
Yes, yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
His
Excellency Yoweri Kaguta Museveni, he was led by the Holy Spirit to come in the government to get experience of leadership. Just as King David, he was led by the Holy Spirit to go in the government of King Saul, which was on. Was it rightful?
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
And,
I repeat it.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
His
Excellency Yoweri Kaguta Museveni
was
led by the Holy Spirit
to
come in the government which we are on, experience of leadership, then after we take over the leadership. Just as King David was led by the Holy Spirit to go in the government of King Saul to gain experience and after take over the kingdom. Did you study of that?
You know
the history of His Excellency?
You know,
I've never studied books of Ugandan history. God has history of it in the kingdom of heaven, even in the scriptures of truth.
Me,
I studied in the history of heaven.
Ask Uganda,
any book of Uganda speak of Him, I don't know of any book.
Is
what that God speaks in the truth.
And
there the realities existing.
But
look in 1 Samuel 16:17-22. King David, the Holy Spirit takes him.
And
the kingdom of King Saul who reigns.
And
he gained experience through that. After all, took over that kingdom.
His
Excellency Yoweri Kaguta
Museveni
was led by the Holy Spirit to come from Ankole region to enter Buganda,
where
there was the source of the leadership of Uganda, to gain experience, and thereafter
he
will take over the leadership. And he has seen their mistakes, he will correct them.
16:17 and 22. Omubeserekemu omukubi wenanga owa magezi era omusajja owa manyi omuzira.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Kabaka Saulo,
King Saul of Israel those days,
nga Katonda amaze okumuggyako omwoyo,
after God had taken his spirit from him,
n'ateeka Kabaka Daudi yali omulonzi,
and he put it upon King David who was a hard man.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Waliwo omwoyo omubi,
there is an evil spirit
ogwajja Kabaka Saulo,
which came upon King Saul,
naye yetaaga omuntu,
and he needed someone
anakubanga ennanga obulungi n'amagezi,
the help for him with wisdom.
And
the demon would leave him. What is threatening?
The one
who was to come and take over the kingdom is the one they brought close to him.
He's
the one he asked for. This nation, after
it
got problems, this man is excellent. Appeared in their midst, he had wisdom, which can save the situation. But they didn't front him to the main leadership. But they used to inquire from him.
But
it could not work for his wisdom, not one implementing it.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
He
gained experience for some time. Just as King David did.
Let's
move on here. Samuel.
Samuel ekisooka esuula ey'ekkumi n'omukaaga n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'omunaana.
1 Samuel 16:18.
Nti awo omu ku balenzi n'addamu n'ayogera nti, laba, nalaba mutabani wa Yese omubeserekemu omukubi w'ennanga ow'amagezi era omusajja ow'amaanyi omuzira,
era omulwanyi era ndi era omula era omulwanyi era omutegeevu okwogera era omuntu omulungi ne mukama
ali mulungi
yuvia
that
even God is with him.
That
is the wise man. He's a fighter.
Samuel Chisoka, Esule Yakumino Mukaga, Norinia Yakumina Munda.
1 Samuel 16:19.
Saul, Chiagatu Mira Yese, Ababaka, Nayokina Timuperes and Daudi, Mutabaniwo, Nti Aline Diga, Orinia Rabi.
Yes, he was. Praise the Lord. Bamperes
sent for me.
Daudi oyarunde
ndiga. David who is standing sheep up there.
Akati ulirisa.
Now listen.
Oweji mwe yuri Museveni kaguda.
Excellent. Sio bwana kaguda Museveni.
Yali mwankoli.
While in Angola.
Yali mwogezi mulungi.
He was a good speaker.
Ayogere bimu magezi.
He would speak things with wisdom.
Wadayo na runde
ndiga. And he goes back tends his sheep, his cows.
Bamulira ati yali.
The herd is right there.
Bwayingira ko muno bwayingira.
He enters Kampala, he goes back
at Jatwe.
And they say, let him come join us.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus. You go ask this from him.
He
knows that.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
Samuel Chisoke Sule Yekubino Mukaga, no one in the Wabi.
1 Samuel 16, verse 20.
Yes, Nadire Dogoi, Najitike Migati, Nechita Echo Mwingi, no mwana kwe mbuzi. Nani weleza Saulu mumukono gwa Daudi mutabani we.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much.
Abaka watu Daudi.
And thus King David.
Wagenda erika baka Saulu.
He went on to King Saul.
Nagenda mtu alako bukule.
And he went yet to take over the
go ngaka tunda bali amuronze.
As God has chosen him.
Wabula nakugambi.
But I told you.
Kiro wetu wa yewe Museveni kaguta.
Excellence yewe kaguta Museveni.
We bamutikira ke bintu za debe.
He packed his things his parents.
Ne bamushindika.
And they sent him in Buganda. And they gave him some possession, they sold off some cows.
Excellence,
I know he knows this.
I
am not falsely accusing. They sold off some cows, you remember that.
And
gave you money which brought you.
And
the beginning came within the city.
Yes, you was
praise Jesus.
All
that I tell you is secret.
God had called
you a long time.
It's
the one leading you
to
so come into leadership.
I'm going
to add on another sign which proves that your leadership
is
excellent.
It
appeared exactly like that of
King David.
As the Spirit of God convicts you of today.
His
Excellency, you were Kaguta
Museveni. We
joined on all the meaningless people and those who have
been persecuted.
When you are in government before you took over leadership,
you
were joined on all people who were meaningless, those who have debts, those they are persecuting. You went with such people. Just as King David. Those who were in the clefts in Israel.
So
people who were in need.
You know
that?
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus so much. The other sign.
Excellency,
when he came in governments which were then to get experience
to
take over leadership, he was joined in every person who was being persecuted. Those they have grabbed from, those who were being hunted down, just as King David when he came in the kingship of Saul. Those that have dropped their land, those who had nothing with their life, they joined on King David.
And
those are the ones who began the government. Just as you, His Excellency, you were Kaguta Museveni.
Samuel Chisoka,
1 Samuel
22.
Verse
1
to
5.
Samuel Chisoka, Esule Yabiri Mobili. No, you did your soak.
1 Samuel 22 from verse 1.
Daudi Chayavayo Naduka Natuka Kumpokuya Adulam. Ao Baganda be Nenyumba Yachitawe Yuna bwe bakiwulira ne baserengeta ne bagenda gyali olunyi lyolwokubiri mu kiseera ekyo
akabaka Dawudi amaze okutegeereka nti alabika yatwala
obukulembeze King Saul began to hunt him down.
And
I know his excellence, Yoweri Kaguta 7. In the time they began to see in you the ability to lead, you began to be persecuted and even to withdraw honorable positions from you. And you were joined on people who were persecuted. Just asking David. Let's move on with here.
Samuel 22,
verses 2.
Awo, buli muntu eyali alaba ennaku, na buli muntu eyalina ebbanja, na buli eyalina obuyinike, ne bakungaana gyali, n'afuuka omukulu waabwe.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Yes, he was
with. Praise Jesus.
Kabaka Daudi.
King David. While he was being hunted by King Saul, he went in the caves, in the bush, in the caves there. Joined on people who were being persecuted. The poor and those who had distress. He began to be a leader
of persecution.
His excellence, he was
persecuted.
When God brought him in leadership in the central Buganda.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
He
reaches a time. And they see in him ability to lead. And they withdrew positions from him. And he was pushed aside. And those who were in distress, those two joined on him.
He
began to be leader over them.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. After that sign is done, let me give you another.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Kabaka Saul,
King Saul, King David.
Okay,
let's begin like this.
Why did you seven?
Excellency, where can put him seven?
And
his people who are despised,
by ingresi,
they entered the bush
to
fight the guerrilla warfare to come into leadership. Just as King David. With his people were despised. They went into the bush themselves. And they fought to take over the kingdom. They are all of truth. Let's read.
2 Samuel 6
from verse 1.
Awo Dawudi n'akunganya n'abasajja bonna abalonde Abayisirayiri 300 olunyiri olw'okubiri nti Dawudi n'agolokoka n'agenda n'abantu bonna abaali naye okuva ebbaale
yutuddeyo mu Samweri kisooka 2 tweyongereyo
Samweri ekisooka essuula ya 2 n'olunyiri olw'okusatu
1 Samuel 22:3
Awo Dawudi n'avaayo n'agenda emizupe Echa Moabu. N'agamba kabaka wa Moabu nti kitange ne mmange bafulumye babe nammwe.
Yatandika kabaka Dawudi
King David
n'asooka agaba ku bazadde be
n'abakwesa. Beat his parents.
N'omukyala.
Even the wife.
N'abaana.
And the children.
Ngeyo wekiti wa Yoweri Museveni
we yakola. His excellence
Museveni. Bino mbitegeeze eggwanga lyattu lya Uganda.
I tell to the nation of Uganda.
Musobole otegeera omukulembeze.
That you realize this president.
And
he moves on to realize himself. All these he did them. He went to hide his parents. He hid his wife. He hid his children. Others he sent them to Rwanda. Others in Tanzania. Others in Kenya. Others were in South Africa. Excellency, is it a lie?
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus so much. Let's move on. Even others were in Congo. Let's move on.
1 Samuel 22:3 Dawudi nga akyali mu mpuku. Olunyiriri olw'okutaano. Awo nabbi Gaadi n'agamba Dawudi nti, tobeera mu mpuku, genda otuuke mu nsi ya Yuda. Awo Dawudi n'agenda n'atuuka mu kibira Keresi.
Yes, you praise Jesus.
Oh, many were three were Museveni Kaguta.
No, His Excellency were Kaguta
Museveni.
After yet, he was still fearing to enter into a war. There was a prophet. She was a woman. I know you will remember her. I will not speak. You will tell us of that woman. Who told him to go into the war in the bush?
Yes, you have a
praise Jesus.
Ngakabaka Daud,
just as King David,
we are gabi wanabi.
He was told by the prophet. Excellency, well, Kabuda,
entered
the bush with strength of the Holy Spirit.
He
began with seven guns. Seven spirits to lead him. Bring the peace and justice
to
the nation of Uganda.
Are
we together?
Yes, you have a
praise Jesus so much. The last sign, both of their work.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. His Excellency Yoweri Kaguta Museveni was brought in leadership to prove peace and justice. And to lead the coming of the gospel of the kingdom of God. Just as King David, he led to restore the Ark of the Covenant in Israel.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Samuel, chapter
6, from verse 1 to 5.
Samuel, chapter 6, from verse
1.
Awo Dawudi n'akunganya nate abasajja bonna abalonde aba Isirayiri. Obukumi busatu olunyiriri olw'okubiri. Dawudi n'agolokoka n'agenda n'abantu bonna abaali naye okuva ebbaale Yuda okujjayo ssanduuko ya Katonda okugirinnyisa nti eyitibwa erinnya lyennyini erinnya lya Mukama ow'eggye atuula ku bakerubi.
Yes, he was good.
Praise Jesus.
Would you say that?
In that time,
Abaka Daudi,
King David,
after
he had reached into leadership, his major mission
was to
put peace and justice in the entire Israel.
And
bring the Ark of the Covenant of God, which was named after his own name.
His
Excellency, Yoweri Kaguta Museveni,
is called
prove peace and justice in the nation of Uganda. Fulfill the call of the nation. Bring the Ark of Covenant of God, which was named after his own name. That is the word of God. Who is that? The Bible.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. The Ark of Covenant was named after the name of God. He is the word of God.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Is this
not the word of God? You know the word of God?
Yes,
it's Jesus.
He
came, has written about him.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
So,
it's what I've told you. That's the work of His Excellency, Yoweri Kaguta Museveni. Even as the nation of Uganda,
to
prepare all nations for the second coming of the Lord Jesus, Son of the Living God, to take His saints.
We resume
to preach the gospel of the kingdom of God, and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. Like He tells us. In Matthew 24, from verses
9
unto 14, he speaks this. Matthew 24 from verse 9.
Okubalanga erinnya lyange. Olunyiriri olw'ekkumi. Mu biro ebyo bangi abalyesittala baliwaŋŋanayo bali kyawagana olunyole 11 ne bannabbi bangi ab'obulimba balijja
obiro
byennyini nga mu nsi
yonna
mulimu bannabbi b'obulimba
abatuma
ab'obulimba
uliriza kino
Matayo sura ya 24 n'olunyiriri ol'11 nti ne bannabbi bangi ab'obulimba balijja balikyamya bangi olunyiriri ol'12 era kubanga obujeemu buliyinga obungi okwagala kw'abasinga obungi kuliwola
olw'abannabbi
ab'obulimba okuyinga
obungi
ggwanga lyetu lwa
Uganda n'okwetula
ensi
yonna
okwagala kw'abasinga obungi eri enjiri y'obwakabaka bwa
Katonda
n'obutuukirivu era n'abasinga muvuddemu muli waka ekkanisa mugikyayo olw'ebikolwa ebiri
ebitasaanidde
n'abalala abaliyo
temukyaliwo
ku lw'obwakabaka bwa Katonda
n'obutuukirivu
bwakabaka
bw'omuggulu
wabula muliwo olw'amagendo n'ebyo
You are there by things of the world.
Yes, you ever see
Praise Jesus so much.
Speaking
that in that exact time.
Matthew 24:13. Awo enkomerero n'eryokejja
yesu
yebazibwaenenjiri eno y'obwakabaka bwa Katonda n'obutuukirivu obwakabaka
bw'omuggulu
eriddamu okubuulirwa amawanga gonna obeere obujulizi nti buli muntu yategeerako obwakabaka bw'omuggulu
bwakulabufaanagana
y'ensonga lwaki olaba nga tulaze ebipande bingi
wano
okulagirako obwakabaka bwa Katonda
obwakabaka
bw'omuggulu we buli
enjiri eno erina okutambula amawanga gonna olw'enkomerero eryekeduuka
yesu
yebazibwa
y'ensonga lwaki
osiŋŋaana
muno ebipande ebiraga
eggulu
era nga tusoma olugendo
lw'eggulu
olugendo lw'abaatusookawo
naffe
abaliwo leero
n'abagenda
okujja
okutuuka
okudda kwa mukama waffe
yesu
yeebazibwe
so
olw'obudde
njagala
nkomeko wano
leero
yesu yeebazibwe
naye
nga tugenda kudda ku mulundi
guli
tulabe ate era ng'oweekitiibwa Yoweri Museveni
Kaguta Yoweri Kaguta Museveni
yayitibwanga kabaka Cyrus
he was called just as King Cyrus
owa Medo-Persia
of the Medo-Persia
okuzimba ekkanisa ya Kristo
to rebuild the church of Christ
okulemberamu okuzimba ekkanisa ya Kristo
to lead into rebuilding the church of Christ
ng'eggwanga tuddamu okuzimba ekkanisa ya Kristo
Yesu nation will resume rebuild the church of Christ
abatukuvu ba Kristo
in the saints of Christ
oweekitiibwa Yoweri Museveni Kaguta
his excellency Yoweri Kaguta Museveni
yalina okulangirira omulimu
he was meant to proclaim that work
mukama abawe omukisa
may God bless you
mwebale kujja
thank you for coming
kati olekere services ziddako
get to the next services
mukama akumpeere omukisa
may God bless you
ebirungi bikyeyongera okujja
good things are more coming